Stop talking to Manolo, but I'm trying right now.
Yeah, well, I...
Do you want her or the catcher?
No, no, I'm going to take it over to her.
Oh.
So, I can give you the feel of this as a... I think that I'm going to... I think that, basically that stuff, you know, it's pretty good stuff, you know, it's not a good thing, and it's something that hurts. And I think that what I'm going to do is to, use the Tonka thing, and I'm going to use the Lincoln thing to be used properly. Even more important, it means the enormous creative energies of the American people, the Russian people, the Chinese people, and other people in the world can be turned away from preparing for war and can be turned towards the works of peace. In America, it would mean that we can undertake initiatives at home that will be just as exciting as the great initiatives we've undertaken these past 4 years to achieve peace in the world. We can launch a winning war against the forces of poverty, misery, and disease throughout America. We can rebuild our great cities and renew the vitality and hope of rural America. We can move forward in the promising initiatives we have begun to restore our natural environment and improve the quality of life in America. The cooperation of a new Congress, welfare reform, revenue sharing, and our other progressive legislative proposals can be enacted for the benefit of all people. The peace dividend has too often been described solely in monetary terms. How much money we could take out of the arms budget and apply to our domestic needs. By far the biggest dividend, however, is that achieving our goal of a true and lasting peace would reflect the deepest aspirations of the American people. Whatever mistakes our nation has made in the field of foreign policy, they have been mistakes of the head, not of the heart. Speaking on behalf of all the American people, I was proud to be able to say in my father's address to the Russian people in May, we covet no one else's territory. We seek no dominion over any other.
executive segment have to come after Tanya? Before the close? Build is such a high point with Tanya. And you have, then you turn it up. You need to make the point.
So I guess it has to come after traffic circle orders. I think I'll strike somehow. Maybe we can undertake initiatives at home. We'll be just as excited. Great initiatives undertaken in special seasons abroad. I'm going to strike those who want to win parties, the forces of poverty, bills, and so forth. It's all in earlier, you know.
If it's in earlier, I sure wouldn't say it again.
Well, we've got in cities. I mean, we talk about our domestic programs, welfare reform.
Not to go negative after Tanya, as you're building up to the close. It kind of is a letdown to hit the whiners again, and hit the whiners at that point.
That's the way to do it, you know, and you leave out to, you don't have to win. Just all that stuff is all good, you know, and that would be good to go about.
Somebody makes the point you used it 12 years ago, so much the better. So you did. It's a point, it's a, that establishes it as a guiding principle to you that
disappeared over a period.
makes some sense as compared to Fallout Bible.